Hi, everyone. As you see that we are at it once again. This is Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, where every Tuesday we talk about treats, business, and life. We're here every Tuesday on YouTube at Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, or you can find us on Anchor at the same name, anchor.fm, that is. Or anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can find us. We are in our home stretch. We just had our 1-year anniversary. And we have a fantastic time. People showed up and showed out. It was a fun virtual party. And we're looking to some exciting things for 2022. So we're going to get started with our podcast for today. I am Tamla, owner of Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. I get higher every month, every week. I get higher. And crunchy taste.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Exactly. I can be found at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. Over to Taylor.
I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasion.
Excellent, excellent. So today is Demo Tuesday, and I am coming with a demonstration of my Torlitas brand peppermint bark. It's not your traditional peppermint bark. It has bits of tortilla chips, peppermint, white chocolate, red chocolate, green chocolate on a lollipop stick. Stay tuned. It's Torlitas Peppermint Bark Lollies by Tamla. And of course, I have 5 fun treats for Christmas, 2021 book that is out right now. So to get started, you will need these trays, these forms. You can get them anywhere, but they have the actual mold of the peppermint bark lollies there. So this is just a description of what they look like. You will need red chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, and all those. And these are just wafers, they're Merkin's wafers, chocolate wafers. So you'll need these in order to create your peppermint bark lolly. In addition to this, with the milk chocolate, you will need some Lorand peppermint oil, because you need peppermint oil because the oil-based flavor will not seize the chocolate. Right, Taylor?
Yes, because we have freeze chocolate in the past.
Yes, absolutely. And so here are some peppermint pieces that I crushed up with a rolling pin and a bag. And although these are large pieces, you can crush them up a little bit finer. So okay. Here, I'm sorry, you had a question?
No. I said okay, because you said you could crush them up finer if you needed to.
Yeah, or pulverize them in a, what are those things?
Like a blender? Processor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, blender, food processor, any of those. So I went ahead and filled in the red cardinal and the bow with the red chocolate here. And then I went ahead and filled in the wreath with green chocolate and added the lolly sticks to them, lollipop sticks. And here I did 2 versions. One is just white chocolate and peppermint, or the red chocolate. But as you can see, those bits are crushed up tortilla chips. So I just put that in the mix of the chocolate.
Nice.
So that's not bits of anything but a crushed tortilla chips. And that's what makes it a Torlitas brand peppermint bark lolly, because everything is a salty, sweet blend. And to seal it off in the back, I usually do a smear or a nice backing of milk chocolate, but it just all depends. Mm-hmm. And this is before I added the milk chocolate, just to seal it off. It makes it a better presentation.
Awesome. What did you use to put the red chocolate on? Did you use a piping bag? Did you use piping tips. What did you use for the red chocolate?
Exactly. I used a piping bag and just snipped off the end and made sure that it was really small. Wasn't one of those huge holes that's going to get everywhere. Mm-hmm. So we have some, definitely a picture that maybe we can insert of me adding the chocolate to the actual bag.
Okay.
And this is kind of like, I put it in the freezer for about 10 minutes and then these pop out automatically from the mold. And this is what I was showing here.
Nice.
Okay. So they take from start to finish a good probably 20 minutes. There are about three molds in each mold frame.
Yeah.
So, and you can say I put my finger down to show how large it was. So they're probably about 3 inches by, they're rather large. So they're not like those small lollipops. And this is kind of like the, kind of like a display of them. And if you want to package them up, you have a cellophane bag there. And I use this as my crimper to crimp the end, the edges together, kind of seal. And of course, it's not a gift if it's not a bow, right? So here's my bow. Or you could do a gold tie. And this is just a nice market tray with some shred that's nice for presentation if you want to give them as gifts. And there's a gift bag and card to accompany the gift. And here's just like a presentation of something I did along with my blondies, Torlitas, and this is the finished product.
Awesome. You did a very good job. How do they know how much flavor to put into the chocolate? Because that Lorraine's oil is really, really strong.
You're absolutely right, Taylor. That Lorraine oil is strong, and that's why I love that brand. So you just need a drop or two. I'd say they have little droppers that you can buy with it. I usually kind of do it like up to halfway. So if you're doing like an 8-ounce chocolate,
yes,
really should do it to taste. I love an intense mint flavor.
Uh-huh.
And that's what my customers have come to love, that intense chocolate or peppermint flavor. I don't play around with it. Now, it's not so much where it's overpowering. It's like, it kind of tastes, medicine-y. But I like an intense flavor, like it hits you in the back, like, ooh, like almost like a peppermint patty.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I do. Huh?
I said those are good, too.
Oh, yeah, those are really good. So, here is a shameless plug for my 5 Fun Treats for Christmas 2021 book that I would hope that you would purchase, and if not for yourself, for someone else. And we will definitely have the link in our description, as well as we could probably put it here on the screen as well.
Yes.
So consider that is a $15 gift that you can send to someone digitally. So you don't even have to get out of bed in order to send this gift. And here's me saying, thank you.
Awesome, awesome job, Tamla. And this recipe is included in that ebook that she was just telling you guys about.
Thank you, Taylor. Absolutely right. Thank you. Forgot to mention that part.
So you guys will be able to see the full recipe.
So awesome. That was a quick demonstration of the peppermint bark lollies. So hopefully you take a chance or take the opportunity to make something like that for your friends and family. And if not, if not in the lollipop form, then you can definitely do a modified version. You could put a layer of red chocolate. You could put a layer of, I want it in, freeze it, that's set. Then put a layer of the milk chocolate or the white chocolate, peppermint chocolate. I usually put the peppermint in my white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Crush up the tortilla chips and, stir it around and then make that a layer. And then you could sprinkle the top with, either you can put a milk chocolate layer over that when that sets, or you can just go ahead and sprinkle over some crushed peppermint And when it's done, you can break it apart or cut it and give that out as gifts as well.
That sounds good. All of those recipes sound good. You did a very good job on your demo today.
Thank you. But the presentation is in the lollipop. You know, it's fun. It's festive. It's something like, oh, wow, what is that? You know, kind of.
Something new. People are definitely more into like handheld things than they are into things that they have to take home and cut. They feel like it's just so much effort. So handheld things are always great, especially if you're doing pop-up shops or if you're just handing them out at your dinners for, you know, this holiday season. They are great, great things to have. Quick treat.
Yeah, it's a quick treat. Like I said, it's very nice to give, and it's really nice for presentation, maybe at a dessert table, maybe there's a holiday party that you're doing.
Yeah.
Like placemats, you know, place markers. You can do that at, you know, a holiday dinner or a stocking stuffer. You can use them as stocking stuffers. So there's so many things that you can use them for as a way to say happy holidays.
Awesome. And they have the very beautiful cardinal bird on them.
I love cardinals. I love birds.
I really love
making wreaths. So they have a wreath on it too. So it's kind of like giving me all the feels. The cardinal, the wreath, the salty sweet. It's a lollipop.
Right.
It's actually, yeah. So it's all those things.
Perfect representation of Tamla.
Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome. And where can they get the forms at? Where did you get yours?
Mm-hmm. So what I will do is I purchase them from my local cake supply store. There's a number on it, on the form, so I can give that number out and you can go on Google. Maybe we can find something on Google as a link, because I live in Columbus, Ohio, so I'm not sure if you anybody out there in our audience will want to come to Columbus, Ohio just for the form. But I'm definitely thinking you can find it and have it sent to you.
Awesome. 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 Very good job. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Awesome job on your demo, Tamla. This has been another episode of Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday podcast. I am Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located right here in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasions. We are offering cookie kits if you are in the area, and the cookie kits are available to order. I also written an ebook that is called The Power of Simple Syrup. And in this book, you will get recipes about simple syrup. If you guys don't know what simple syrup is, it is what most people use for drinks. And what I use it for is to make the cakes moist, rich, and delicious that I prepare. So that book can also be found at the link in our bio, and I will place the link in the description below.
Nice. Those are both wonderful items to have to give as gifts, to buy for yourself, or to even share, you know, the information with someone who may want to purchase those items. So be sure that you reach out to Taylor at Taylor's Kitchen on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure that she will get the items right to you. I am Tamla with Torlitas for that sweet and crunchy taste, and we can be found at Torlitas. That's T as in Tuesday, O-R-L-I-T-A-S. And also want to say thank everyone for stopping by once again to our party on last Wednesday. Actually, it wasn't a Tuesday, it was Wednesday the 8th. It was our 1 year anniversary, and to celebrate, we have the 5T, 5T as in Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. Our podcast desserts book, it's available to you for $27. So please don't forget to add that to your holiday shopping list. And also, I want to say thank you, everyone, for responding to the chocolate charcuterie board that I created. I got so many feedback on that. And definitely, that will be available for pickup only if you live in Columbus. It's going to be available for pickup only for $65 and $70 with the tray. So be sure to reach out to me at Torlitas if you would like to order one for your holiday gathering.
That board looked really good. Did a great job.
Thank you. It was really fun putting it together. And the board has, so let me say this, the The recipes are in the cookbooks. So everything except the blondies, because that's my baby. Okay. Blondies, Torlitas blondies are my They belong, you know, I created that product. So definitely anybody can do it. You can make your own version, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, definitely blondies, Torlitas blondies is what my business is all about. So, but most of the recipes are in the cookbooks. So please, you know, be sure to purchase those today so you can create your own charcuterie board and dazzle your guest as I have.
Good job, good job. And that is all for us. We hope that you guys have a blessed week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.